For many years, the National Football League has made efforts to expand American football to the entire world. Beginning in the early days of the NFL, exhibition games took place in neighboring countries like Canada and Mexico, and have since spread throughout Europe and Asia. With 5 regular season games to be played outside of the U.S. in 2017, the league's worldwide presence is stronger than ever. This includes the small island country of Iceland, known for its glaciers, music, and recent soccer success. Popularity of American football has slowly migrated from the United States.
Well, it started out when I was 13 years old. I found a little group playing flag football here in Iceland, and I played with them for a couple years. Then I went on exchange to America, in California, to play a little football there in high school. And then I came back, and we really started growing football here.
And just absolutely fell in love with the sport, and have been trying to sell it to everybody in Iceland ever since.
I'm from Southwest Pennsylvania. I have to apologize. I'm a Green Bay Packers fan.
I love it, man. Like, so besides the weather, you know, it's a little crazy out here because I was in Los Angeles, California for so long, but yeah, it's cool. I enjoy the people, you know, the culture, and we're just, you know, getting the football culture going on, you see.
And every year you can feel it grow. A lot more people, you can just tell by Twitter, by all the people that you meet around town, and saying, I absolutely love that game, I just got into it, and what have I been doing for the last 2 years? Why am I not watching the sport? It's awesome.
Thanks for having us, first of all. It's truly a pleasure for us to be here from the States. You know, it's cool for us to see our game played all over the world.
Three members of the Minnesota Vikings visited the Northern Atlantic country earlier this year to learn more about the country that shares the Nordic heritage this team has embraced since its creation. They paid a visit to Iceland's only American football team.
The name of our team is the Odin's Warriors, which is Einherji. It just means we're warriors of Iceland, you know. It's not like our shield, our cry, you know.
Yeah, they love to play it. Some of the guys, they were in Norway for a while playing on a team there. I think some of them played in Germany. They love it. And, you know, it's a group for them to be, you know, with brothers and hang out. It's really hard to catch the games for me here because of the time differences. So it's really nice to be able to just come and watch the guys and, you know, just see it and feel it and be a part of it again.
When I moved here, it was just one team. There was about 20 people, 30 people, and it's grown drastically since then. Growing up in, you know, Los Angeles, football is everywhere. You know what I mean? Everybody knows it. It's not anything new to them, but here, it's new. And it's always good to be part of something new, like a new journey, a new experience. And I love to have the opportunity to teach these guys everything I know, which is, you know, as much as I know from playing, you know.
Finding games is not always easy for the only football team in Iceland. The team spends most of the year practicing. Being 1,200 miles from London, they have to look far and wide to find opponents. But in the few games they've played, their practice has shown. The popularity of American football still ranks behind sports like soccer, handball, and weightlifting. But with encouragement and direction from some of the top players in the NFL, American football is certainly on the rise in Iceland.
With guys from the Vikings coming here and making a little connection and introducing the the team and the more and have a connection between Iceland and the Vikings. I think it's great.
It's unreal, man. We can't even believe it right now. We got some NFL players and we're just like Kyle Rudolph over here. He's like being our OC. It's unbelievable. It's unreal.
So we got a new offensive coordinator.
Yeah, like, how much are they paying?
You know, there's no words. I never expected it, not in a million years, man. It's great for the community that the kids could also see this, and I'm expecting it to help grow the sport.
One, two, three.